But how is this being aimed at the evangelical church, do you see, Robert?
A number of ways. There's a gay Christian movement that's arisen, and it's really become quite a force in social media in particular. There are several so-called gay Christians who are saying that God is perfectly fine with this. They were created that way, and therefore it can't be wrong. It's part of the born gay can't change ethos that has helped propel the whole movement, actually. But within the church, it's especially effective because we're told to have compassion toward all people. And when they appeal to our compassion, they use two Bible verses in particular. Their favorites are, "Judge not, lest ye be judged," and "Let him who is without sin cast the first stone." You hear this constantly from people who are trying to shake down biblical morality and refashion it into kind of a anything goes, as long as you say you love God and love Jesus. But it's also invading the institutions. I was shocked to find out that the National Association of Evangelicals has bought into some of the Marxist rhetoric that's characteristic of these revolutionaries. In June 2019, the Southern Baptist Convention approved a resolution by a strong majority embracing the Marxist concept of critical race theory. And another one, intersectionality. These are straight out of the Marxism. And critical race theory is that everything is race. All differences can be explained by race, that the only way we can overcome racial differences is really to place ourselves under a all-governing force that will wipe out bigotry wherever it finds it. And intersectionality says that people are oppressed six ways from Tuesday, you know, whether you're black or you're gay or you're left-handed, or they say that it all adds up to an oppressive race and sex. So, you know, boil it down, and they're basically saying everybody's a victim except white Christian males. And so we have to make them own their guilt. We have to get the society woke, as they call it. Everybody's woke to the fact that America is really not the great nation we thought it was. It's entirely race-based. It's incurably racist. That its founding was in 1619, as the New York Times says in its new program, because that's when some slaves were brought to Virginia. And they say, well, that's the real founding of America. And let's look at America through that lens instead of through what the founders envisioned with the Declaration of Independence and Constitution. The sad thing, David, is that this is being taught to kids in schools all over America, largely through the Howard Zinn book, which is A People's History of the United States. And he was a communist. He is full of false scholarship. He trashes people like Christopher Columbus. He finds very little good in America, and these kids are being raised on the idea that they live in a terrible country that needs radical transformation. And that's how we can explain why these huge numbers of people say they'd vote for a socialist candidate. You know, if America's that bad, then we need radical restructuring. And what better to do that than socialism, which requires that all that came before it be forgotten and destroyed so they can create the new socialist man on the ashes of the old society.